We're talking this morning about this investigation into the Parks and Rec Department in Manhattan, and it's just getting worse and worse. Starts out there's money missing, and then there's gambling involved. And now child porn's been found on somebody's computer. And, you know, I mean, that's a disaster. You know, a couple people can really make an entire department who has nothing to do with it just look terrible. And the same thing goes with any business. So I'm always shocked that I've seen things that I've seen throughout my career, either here and, you know, I've worked at other non-radio places before I got into radio, and then just when the internet was first coming out. And so there's always been something. You see people on a certain website, you're like, oh, I can't believe that person's over there playing solitaire. But then you get into some dude with child porn on his computer at work, and the guy at my last radio station who got busted with naked pictures of himself on the station computer, as well as, and not just that, I mean, he had various other pictures of other naked people, you know, in various state of, you know. And, you know, then another guy who somebody walked in on him with, you know, his hands were a little bit busy and he was the only guy in the room, if you kind of catch my drift there. So we're wondering this morning, what have you seen people do at work that you are just unbelievably shocked by the fact that they would risk their job to do something that maybe they'd be, you know, and I don't want to say, you know, like, child porn's okay as long as you do it at home, but couldn't you at least not be a complete moron and do that type of stuff at work?
Right.
You know, any kind of porn that you have at work, or looking at the stuff, or going to these questionable websites, you know, are you that bored at work? You know, can't you read teenpeople.com or something? Isn't there some other way to spend your free time? So what have you seen people do at work, and you are just astounded by the fact that they're not doing this in their free time instead, under like 15 different locks, and nobody will ever catch them doing this. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
My friend here, I was explaining what you guys are asking this morning about the scandalous workplace, whatever. And I was going to call in and say something, but I can't touch what he just said.
Well, what'd he say? Come on. We have a bleep button.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. This happened when I was in the military. I was in food service.
Okay.
Okay. I walk into, you know, I'm in the dining facility. I'm a sergeant. I'm walking to the walk-in refrigerator, and this dude is, you know, the chickens that you buy that's been plucked and all that, all you have to do is cut it out.
Okay.
Cut it up, yes. This dude was actually being, how do you say it? He was humping the chicken.
I was going to say, a couple inches deep into a chicken, or?
I mean, I'm thinking about the bones around the breast and all that inside the chicken, but he was working at it hard.
Oh, well, yeah, I tell you what, put some stuffing in there and it's a treat.
With some stuffing in it, I think he was stuffing it.